Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
News Radio, AM 1020, KDKA. First 3 hours, talked a little politics, talked about cheating in sports and when is it not cheating and when is it cheating and how do you determine what's what, talked about the guy smacking the back of the seat on the airplane. And that story bums me out. Not because there's somebody that would sit there and actually smack somebody's seat on the back of the seat in the airplane. I mean, that's a jag-off move, period. But what bummed me out was there were people that didn't see it as a jag-off move. There were people, well, the woman should move her seat up. Or the airline shouldn't do this. Okay, maybe and maybe. But both of those things aren't relevant. What's relevant is the guy sat there and his brain told his arm to keep smacking the chair. That's what's relevant. That's the part that you need to go after with an ice cream scooper. Whatever part of his brain said, I'm going to sit on this plane and just hit this chair. That's the part you go in and scoop out for the better of everyone. Now she's going to report it to the FBI and just let it go. Let it go. Is it wrong? Yes. Is it federal? No. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. And I've been celebrating because it's worthy of celebration. As far as I'm concerned, it's absolutely, absolutely worthy of celebration. Sid and Marty Krofft finally got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And if you don't know who that is, I bet you do. You just don't know you do. If you ever watched H.R. Puffin stuff, can't do a little because you can't do enough. Or Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, which, that was okay. Or the Banana Splits, which we all knew. Na, 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 na. You know what else they did? They did Land of the Lost. And I remember that. Do you remember the slee stacks? The big hairy things in Land of the Lost. Kind of like a really crappy early prototype version of what Chewbacca would end up being. Here's how it ties to sports. One of the slee stacks in Land of the Lost, created by Sid and Marty Krofft, was played by Bill Laimbeer, who used to play for the Detroit Pistons. I'm convinced more and more every day life is a circle. 866-391-1020. If you're going to go into business, it's vitally important for you to understand your target audience, for you to understand the demographic that you're trying to get to take advantage of your business. There is no better example in recent memory than the Girl Scouts in Chicago. Girl Scout cookie booth sales are starting to pop up. Troop 25818 set up a Girl Scout cookie booth outside of a Chicago marijuana dispensary. Well played. Well played. Know your audience. The troop sold about 230 boxes on Saturday. They're not the first ones to do this. Troops in California and Colorado have done it too. Marijuana became legal in Illinois January 1st of this year. Go and get your weed. Come out, get your Thin Mints. It's a big day, and it's a big day in Skokie. Ed in Florida. Hi, Ed. Thanks for waiting.
Hey.
Hey.
That was good right there. It's great to be in America today.
Yeah.
But getting back to cheating in sports, mm-hmm. It's on since the beginning of time.
Yes.
I just wonder if you realize the greatest Pittsburgh book written on cheating in sports.
Are you talking about Joe Perry? Well, I don't know if the lottery is not cheating.
No.
What is it?
It's called False Glory. A friend of mine wrote it. Steve Corson played a couple Super Bowls.
Oh, okay. It's the Steve Corson story.
Steelers and steroids. But technically, it wasn't illegal then, so they weren't breaking it. But that's what broke up the whole steroid issue throughout the world.
Well, that was a start. And you're right. It was not against the rules to do that. And Mike Webster is...
Exactly. And all the Steelers did it.
Yeah.
It was passed out. And actually, Steve Corson played for South Carolina University before he was drafted by the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually in South Carolina. They fed him steroids at the university.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And
so that's, you know, we got to realize that, you know, it's all a big lie. When it comes to money and power and fame, it's all a big lie.
It's all a big lie, but let me ask you this.
Everybody else.
Is it easier to ignore the big lie if the big lie benefits somebody that you cheer for?
Well, you know, it is easy to ignore.
Yeah.
Actually, we shouldn't lie about it. We should tell the truth. Hey, you want to do drugs and play football? Fine. Tell us what you're doing. Put it out there in the open. And, you know, this is how I'm doping my blood, like Neil Armstrong
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong,
right.
Yeah, for all those years. But, you know, that's where we have to be, the truth. Back in the Greek days, and in this book, if you get a chance, Google False Glory or look at Amazon, if there are the books out there. But you read about it. In his book, you know, they wrote about the fact that in Greek days, you know, this runners and stuff that did psilocybin mushrooms and stuff, they would come out and say, this is why I did to win a race, and they were praised for it.
Yeah, and
we're going to tell the truth about it, or we're not going to, you know.
You had guys eating bull's testicles before events. Yes, there's always been somebody trying to get a leg up, so to speak.
And it's not going to stop. So it's probably better to, hey, we accept the fact. Tell us what you're doing. Okay. Do you realize you're going to die early if you do this stuff? You know, and just
come right out and say it. And just come right out and say, you can put anything in your system you want, play at the highest level, you accept the consequences, good luck. And
yes.
I've heard people say that.
That's what Neil Armstrong did.
Well,
not Neil, but
Lance. That's okay.
I get those guys mixed up. But anyways, you know, that's what they did. So what we need to do is just tell the truth, because the fact of the matter is, when it comes to sports, they're always going to find a way to dope up or do something else and, you know, grab some signals, grab this and that. So the other teams can say, hey, everybody's grabbing signals. Let's watch how we do this. Let's try to perfect our art a little bit better.
Well, that's it. And you just used the exact perfect word, Ed. There's art and there's craft, and there is acceptable forms of cheating, and there are unacceptable forms of cheating. And and those unwritten rules that get talked about all the time. You're not the first person that has said that, Ed. Whatever sport it is, that's the sport it is. Whatever they shove in their system, they shove in their system. Good luck, go. Ms. Tex, you're wrong. Eddie, Sleestaks were lizard. Oh, you're right. I got it wrong. Sleestaks were the lizard people. Shaka was the hairy character. Yes. Bill Laimbeer was a giant lizard, which if you ever watched any of the old Piston games, probably doesn't shock you at all. It's KDKA Radio. AM 1020, KDKA Radio. It is the voice of Pittsburgh. You can call, you can text, you can email. You can also get a hold of me when I'm not here. On the magic, the magical cesspool that is social media. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and you can follow me at the places I'm about to tell you. Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio, and it's spelled E-D-D-Y, or you can look up the word Crotopia. And like I said, that works for Facebook, that works for Twitter, that works for Instagram. I posted the video of the guy smacking the airline seat. And I thought, okay, well, this has got to be unifying. Everybody can watch this video and say, well, okay, this dude's being a jag, which he was, and I still stand by that. And I posted it, and I saw people saying, well, what about the airport? What about the airlines giving him a crappy seat? What about the lady? She's in a chair and reclined it. Yeah, it's because it reclines. She's in a reclining chair. He's got a crappy seat. Neither one of those things justify sitting there smacking the back of the chair. That's a jag off. That's somebody that is being a pain in the ass just to be a pain. That's somebody that needs a good old-fashioned butt whooping. If I'm in there, well, first off, if I'm sitting in that chair, I bet he don't sit there and smack it. Guarantee he don't. Well, if he does, he don't smack it long, and I go to jail. No big deal. You ever been zip-tied? It's different than handcuffs. Not better or worse necessarily, just different. We're also talking about cheating. Because the Houston Astros, here's the long and short of it. This is just my personal opinion. I don't care what you think. I've read enough about it. I have an opinion. My opinion is this. They cheated like crap, and they won a World Series because of it. And nothing is going to take away that World Series. I mean, people get fined, people get suspended, fired, whatever. Still get a World Series ring. New England Patriots, illegally videotaped practice. Okay. They still got that Super Bowl or those Super Bowls, right? We're talking about cheating. Cheaters never win, except a lot of the time. Eddie is a Steeler, says the text. Rookie Steve Corson had a max bench press of 400 pounds 2 years later. NFL strongman benching that same 400 pounds 14 times. Oh, I know. And you can say, well, that wasn't even cheating. Wasn't against the rules. When Corson was taking juice, and when Webster was taking juice, and when the league was taking juice, and Lyle Alzado, it wasn't against the rule. Is it okay to go completely against the rules if everybody else is doing it? Because that's the argument. I hear two arguments. Well, if you don't cheat, you got no chance, so what are you doing? And the other one is, well, if you cheat and you win and you're famous, but you do really good stuff with your fame, that's okay too. That's usually the Lance Armstrong argument. Lance's lawyers literally went to court because people that paid him prize money and sponsored prize money wanted it back, saying, well, you didn't win. That was a fraud. You cheated. They pulled your ticket. They vacated your maillot jaune. We want our money back. And Lance's lawyers went to court and literally argued, of course we were doing this because everyone was doing this. For us to be successful in this endeavor, you had to know that we were doing it. Right on. Well, yeah, he cheated, but, he raised all that money. Okay. All right. Helen in Forest Hills. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Eddie.
How are you?
Okay, I'm thinking about a story that somebody told me several years ago. This young lady was about 20. She took a plane trip, and she didn't know anything. And she was probably about 110 pounds. So she got in the airplane, and she had the window seat. And there was an armrest
right
between her and the next customer. Or whatever you want to call it. this woman got in and she says, do you mind if I lower this armrest? And my friend said, no, go ahead. Well, anyway, this woman weighed. She was very heavy.
Okay.
So it ended up that, she was like on top of this skinny girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, by the time they got there, the circulation in her arm and her leg was like shut off and everything.
I hate flying.
So what do you do in a case like that?
Take a bus.
But how could she get that woman to, get up and put the armrest back up? I guess she didn't want to say anything because the woman was older and she was like about 20.
Right.
You know what? People were slobs. You know that, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, human beings are bears with furniture. That's all we are. Helen, you just described it, and I've been through it, and we've all been through it. If you've flown, you get stuck next to somebody that you really don't want to be next to. And it can be any of a number of reasons. That's one of them. I don't fly. Unless I absolutely don't have a choice, I ain't flying. If I got to go to New York, I figured it out. I can get to New York City in about the same amount of time it would take me to leave, go to the airport, wait for the flight, take the flight to New York City, then get a cab from the airport, LaGuardia, to the hotel. It's within 45 minutes or an hour of the same time. When I go to see my parents live from my front door to my parents' front door is 503 miles. I drive it every time. Just because I know if I go to the airport, I might save an hour or two, but it ain't going to be worth it. This text says, would it be news if a woman banged the back of a man's seat, I wonder? Yeah. How is that not going to be as newsworthy? I'm confused by that. What are you saying? What if a woman did it? Yeah, it'd still be news. Any jagaloon sitting on an airplane going, that's news. Whether he's got on a John Deere hat or a bow in her hair, that's news. It's the jagaloon behavior. It's not the XX versus XY. Tech says, how in the world do you get Lance Armstrong and Neil Armstrong mixed up? Well, they have the same last name. They have the same, that's why. I have so much more faith in the future than I do the present. And you want an example? Girl Scout cookies are setting up booths outside of weed stores. That shows me there are some young people that are applying logic. I like that. Gives me hope for the future. Sid and Marty Krofft finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That gives me hope for the future. The Department of Justice giving a grant to a group called Hookers for Jesus? Not as much hope for the future. Eddie says the text, I wanted a Jimmy the Flute. Yeah, the little flute when, was it Jimmy? Jimmy was the kid, right? When the flute would start talking. Me understanding that flute talking made me understand Big Bamboo the first time I put it on. I didn't know why, but I knew I understood it better. Now I'm thinking about a talking flute. Oh, that's a dirty joke. KDK Radio. AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. You can call or text 866-391-1020. This text says, did you hear about the driver of a van that tried to run over a tent of Republican registering voters and the jagoff videoed it and gave it to the police? I did hear about it, and that person needs to go to prison. You didn't hear about it on CNN, ABC, or CBS? I don't remember where I heard about it, but I saw it, and that person needs to go to prison. Jackass behavior is jackass behavior. That's bipartisan. If human beings are involved, they're going to do stupid crap. It don't matter what side they might be voting on. Freddie the Flute. Yeah, Jimmy was the kid. This text, Freddie Flute, I had one. It was really cute. Well, if you're a flute and your name's Freddie, you better be cute. Jimmy was the kid. Regarding H.R. Puff and stuff, says the text, I think it was Freddie the Flute. Witchy Poo was great. And Who was the guy with the hat? Was it Paul Lynde? No. Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. I can see him. He was on Match Game. All right, it's going to drive me nuts. Girl Scout cookies, yuck, says the text. Mass-produced industrial food. Even my dog won't eat them. I bet you your dog would. Now, don't give him chocolate. But I bet you drop down a sleeve of them sugar cookies, your dog might look past the industrial waste that that is and scarf them down. There's a Girl Scout troop that is selling cookies in Chicago, and they're selling cookies right outside a marijuana dispensary. Know your audience, man. Because there's going to be people going in there that might not want a sleeve of Thin Mints. When they come out of there, they might not want them yet, but they're going to recognize these might be good to have once I get home. Know your audience. Know your target demographic. 866-391-1020 to call or to text. Also talking about cheating. Because I think most of us as kids were told cheaters never win and winners never cheat, Bud Fox, right? But that's not true. Houston Astros straight up cheated, blatantly. They got a World Series. Manchester City Soccer Club, at least according to the report and the findings, have been blatantly straight up cheating financially for the last 4 years. Well, they won a Premier League title last year, and that's not going to get taken away. And Lance Armstrong, you can talk about, well, they vacated the championship. They vacated the Maillot Jaune. They vacated the Lance Tour de France wins. But if you look, they vacated them. They took his name off. Their Tour de France that officially on paper right now, no one won. Because when they took his name off, the guy that came in second that would normally, oh, well, here's your shirt. That guy had been busted too, and the guy third in the podium had been busted. Chris Froome won a race last year that he actually raced in 2 or 3 years earlier because of testing and the person that beat him in the race. I want to say it was the Giro, but 2 or 3 years earlier, Chris Froome came in second. Well, as all the information comes out and the bust and the evidence, that guy got his jersey taken away. Chris Froome, hey, you won. Chris Froome found out he won while he was in the hospital after almost dying, crashing his bike. I remember thinking, okay, well, I'll make you feel a little better. We're also talking about the goom. I got to be real careful. The words that I want to use and the words that are absolutely perfect to describe the guy, I probably shouldn't use. So We'll just go with Goober and Jagoff, the guy that sat behind the woman on the airplane smacking her chair for the whole point. What are you doing, dude? In my neighborhood, that was nature's way of saying, please kick my ass. Charles Nelson Reilly, yes, thank you. Somebody just texted me. Mick just texted me. It was Charles Nelson Reilly who played the guy with the hat, the mayor, whatever he was. That guy, who I believe sat very near Rhett Butler, on Match Game. Kevin in Katanning. Kevin, thank you for waiting on me. You're on KDKA. Hi.
Hello, Eddie.
Hey.
Hey, I don't think I ever laughed on hold before there. Bears with furniture.
That's what we are. That's what we are. We are bears with furniture, and all that means is we've got more places to lean up and scratch our back.
Hey, you're well-versed on all the sports history of special events, and you're well-versed on all kind of stuff. But
not like I used to be. Not like I had to be before. What sport are you talking about?
I just remember that no-hitter Doc Ellis pitched for the Pirates.
Oh, yeah, when he was on acid.
Was he accused of cheating, you know?
When your brain thinks you can make the ball move after you let it go, I don't know if you're accused of cheating, but you feel like you got a pretty good grasp on things.
I just wondered if they let him have that on his, you know, his lifetime achievement records.
Oh, absolutely. You throw a no-hitter on acid? Now, I'm going to tell you something, Kevin. I don't know if you know. Do you do the internet? You have that social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to look up a song. It's called America's Favorite Pastime, and it is by a dude named Todd Snyder, and it is about Doc Ellis throwing a no-hitter on acid. That's what the song is about.
Oh, yeah, America's Favorite Pastime, Todd Snyder. Okay, cool. I'm going to look at that.
All right.
That other guy said about sports leagues, have a sports league that allows whatever, chemical enhancement, performance enhancing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds, I'm thinking motorsports. NASCAR?
No, you know what the trip is.
Yeah,
but no, you know what the trip is in NASCAR? There are stories about NASCAR just like there are stories about PGA. Do you know what beta blockers are?
It helps with
your nerves.
Oh, okay.
That's a thing. And as far as testing, there have been dudes kicked out of NASCAR for testing positive. Jeremy Mayfield was a guy with the big circuit, a kid out of, I want to say, Owensboro, Kentucky.
I'm familiar with that story, but But I'm thinking, like say, their attendance numbers are way down, and it could be like sponsored by the marijuana companies, the mushroom companies, whiskey distillery.
So basically, and get everybody. There's a part of me that wants to yell at you, but there's a part of me that says, damn it, I'd buy a ticket.
Still have the same high-performance, long-distance events. Get rid of the pit road speed limit.
The Magic Mushroom 250. Everybody gets psilocybined up, and the first guy to remember to do enough laps to get across wins.
Junior Keselowski, I've never seen such a drive. He's pulling in the infield.
Why is Happy Harvick's? Yeah, Happy Harvick's pupils are the size of dinner plates. My money's on him tonight.
He just pulled the infield. He dove in some kid's waiting pool.
Oh, Kevin, I'd watch it. I'd watch it. It's a weird version of Death Race 2000. Maybe some rollerball mixed in there too. I would not in any way, shape, or form endorse it, but I'd watch it. Now, with the medical marijuana dispensary, I don't know what that's going to do for racing, because I flash back to the Cheech and Chong where Cheech looks over and goes, am I driving okay? And Chong says, I think we're stopped. It's my understanding that speed, how do I say this nicely? If you're smoked up, and this is what I learned from the big kids in school, if you're smoked up, 30 miles an hour in a car feels like 90 miles an hour in a car. That's what I heard. Now, if you're on mushrooms, I would suspect, and I don't know, I would suspect 30 miles an hour in a car might feel like you're on the planet Pluto. Eddie says the text, Charles Nelson Reilly played a similar character in The Ghost and Miss Muir. If anybody cares around the inbound the city, Green Tree Road, there's an accident and traffic way backed up. Green Tree inbound. It's been such a weird night. Eddie says the text, I once flew on a plane. The guy next to me was clipping his toenails. Oh, my God. Look, here's a good general rule. And now you can apply this or not. But if you want to go through life and not have others think you're a disgusting pig, here's a real good general rule. The clothing and the attire that you left the house wearing, leave it on. KDKA Radio.
Banana, two banana, three banana, four banana. buy you so too many more. Over hill and highway the banana buggies go, coming up to bring you the banana split show.
You know, when I think about it, I don't know of any program in radio in Pittsburgh that's more mature than this one. And correction, I got it wrong again. I knew when I said it, it's like, that doesn't sound right. It wasn't Brett Butler, and it wasn't Rhett Butler. Frankly, Eddie, I don't give a damn. It was Brett Summers was the lady's name on Match Game. Brett Butler, I think, was an outfielder for the Braves in the 70s. Rhett Butler didn't know nothing about birth and no babies. This text says, Trumpers are whining about McCabe. Yeah, McCabe's not going to be charged because, if they were going to charge him, they would have charged him before. Vindman. Military said, yeah, we're not investigating. Okay. This text says, any drugs affect all forms of life in many different ways. Okay. What if I'm high on life? It seems almost redundant. If you want to hear this program back, say you're sitting at home and going, you know what? I'm in the mood to listen to a grown man talk about a TV show from the 70s where guys dress up like big dogs. The mood could hit you. You have it available to you. You can go to kdkaradio.com. And you can listen to the podcast of this program. And the way you do that, I just told you, the first step, kdkaradio.com. When you get to kdkaradio.com, click on podcasts, scroll down. I'm at the bottom. I'm like the closing act. Scroll down until you find KDKA Radio on Demand. And Crotopia will be there in one-hour segments. Why one-hour segments? I have no idea. And if you don't want to do that, follow me on social media. I repost tonight's show. It'll be posted on my social media probably before midnight. And you can follow me, Eddie Crow, on KDKA Radio or Crotopia on Facebook and on Twitter. I post the podcast. So, if for whatever weird reason you're sitting at home tomorrow and going, man, I'd really like to hear more people scream about the banana splits. That's all you need to do. HR Puffin Stuff rocks. That's all it says, but it's in all capital letters. And if it's in all capital letters, I read it like that. HR Puffin Stuff rocks. That's the happiest story to me. The H.R. Puffin Stuff story is not the H.R. Puffin Stuff. It is the creators of that show were two Canadians. Again, can you think of anything that came from Canada that isn't groovy? I really can't. Sid and Marty Croft created H.R. Puffin Stuff, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, Land of the Lost, Banana Splits. Well, they're Canadian. Born in Montreal. Their start on American television was the Banana Splits Adventure Hour. And this was before my time. This was in 68. That was a hit. And then they came up with H.R. Puffin Stuff. Bright Yellow Dragon. Human-sized puppet. The puppet was originally created for the World's Fair in San Antonio. Brilliant shows. They also worked with Donnie and Marie, that show, and they're still working. And that, this may sound weird, that gives me hope for the future. Sid is 90, Marty is 82, and they're still doing remake right now for streaming services. They're doing a remake of Sigmund and the Sea Monster. And as long as those guys are still around and still doing stuff, I'm going to hang on with a little bit of optimism. Also, tonight, a lot of discussion about cheating. When's it okay? When's it not okay? How is it okay? Is it not okay, but it's okay because after they cheated, they did something good? This text says, I wouldn't call Celine Dion necessarily groovy. Look, man, anybody that's made a bazillion dollars singing, give them credit. No, is Celine Dion, you know, Bob and Doug McKenzie? You might know them as Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. No. Is Celine Dion Geddy Lee? No. Is Celine Dion Ray Bonneville? No. Tom Cochran? No. But still did pretty good. Oh, on the subject of Canada and politics, going to tell you about a movie. I didn't realize it was a Michael Moore movie when I saw it. I'm not a big fan of Michael Moore. And I didn't realize this was a Michael Moore movie, but it is. It is a movie, and it relates to politics right now very much, more so as we get closer to the election. It's very similar to the plot of Wag the Dog, but it's much more slapstick goofy than it is dark and unseemly like Wag the Dog can be. It's a movie called Canadian Bacon. Alan Alda is the president of the United States. Wallace Shawn is the prime minister of Canada. Wallace Shawn is the guy from Princess Bride. Inconceivable. Also Stewie's brother in Family Guy. Inconceivable. That guy, he's the Prime Minister of Canada. John Candy is the sheriff of Niagara Falls in the United States. Niagara Falls, New York. He's the sheriff. Rip Torn is the lunatic military general that wants to blow everything up. Rip Torn, if you don't know, is also the old version of Patches from the movie Dodgeball, which, by the way, had Lance Armstrong. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. That guy, he's the lunatic military guy. Spectacular movie. Dan Aykroyd has a cameo as a Canada state trooper. The sheriff's deputy, John Candy's deputy, is played by Rhea Perlman. It's spectacular. And I watched it a couple of nights ago, and I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, yeah, I can see that. All right, get a hold of me on social media. Listen to me with the podcast. I have no idea when I'll be back.